In this bulletin, mixed reactions to the Prime Minister's changes to his energy policy amid growing speculation over his leadership. The nation's first female Muslim senator sworn in. And in NRL, Melbourne's Will Chambers handed a 3-game suspension over a tackle on Jarryd Hayne. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister is focused on keeping his job rather than adjusting energy policy that Australians would support. It comes after Malcolm Turnbull backtracked on his government's energy policy, shifting the policy's focus to lowering energy prices ahead of meeting emissions targets, which he's long supported. Mr Turnbull has denied the changes are aimed at holding off a leadership challenge, but has admitted that the legislation doesn't have enough support from his own party room to pass the parliament. Mr Shorten says the move shows the PM is just appealing to hardliners within his party.
Mr Turnbull's demonstrated that he's not the leader this nation needs. Real leadership is about fighting for the principles you believe in. Real leadership is about not always giving in to your enemies every time they disagree with you. Real leadership should be about putting lower pollution and lower prices at the forefront of energy policy. But the problem is with Mr Turnbull, every time people who don't like him in his party disagree with him, he gives up.
Mr Shorten has indicated his party will only support the bill if energy prices are reduced and targets are met. Meanwhile, Malcolm Turnbull has rejected claims that changes are aimed at holding off a leadership challenge. There's speculation Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton could challenge Mr Turnbull for the Liberal leadership amid concern over the government's national energy guarantee. Asked whether he'd spoken with Mr Dutton, the Prime Minister said Peter Dutton has given him his full support.
Have you spoken to Peter Dutton today?
Yes, Peter, absolutely. Peter Dutton was at our leadership group meeting this morning, and he was the cabinet last night. He is a member of our team. He has given me his absolute support. Thanks a lot.
Nationals leader Michael McCormack is confident about his position, despite suggestions he's losing support from Nationals backbenchers. News Corporation reports that their faith in Mr McCormack has waned over his ability to be taken seriously by the Prime Minister. Mr McCormack says he can stand up to the PM, and that shows in his ability to assist in the revision of the government's energy policy.
The Prime Minister and I have a very good working relationship. That will continue. The Prime Minister has my support. That will continue. The Prime Minister is doing a good job. We've got a good story to tell. We've got a good message to sell on jobs, on power prices, on what we've done in this energy space. We've got a very, very good story. We've got there together. The Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Liberal Party, the National Party, we've got there together. That's what a strong, united coalition does, and that's what we are.
The nation's first female Muslim senator has been sworn into Parliament. It comes less than a week after crossbench Senator Fraser Anning made a speech calling for Muslims to be banned from migrating to Australia in widely condemned comments. Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi migrated from Pakistan in 1992 and has represented the party in the New South Wales Upper House since 2013.
I, Maureen Faruqi, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law.
To NRL and Melbourne's premiership hopes have taken a hit after Will Chambers accepted a 3-game NRL suspension for a tackle on Parramatta's Jarryd Hayne. Chambers took the early guilty plea on Monday for his Grade 3 dangerous contact charge, ruling him out of the Storm's second game of the finals. Should the Storm finish in the top four and win in the first week of the postseason, it would mean the centre may not feature until the grand final qualifier. Chambers has been widely criticised for the first half tackle and risks a 5-game ban after he attempted to contest the charge. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth showers 19 degrees, Adelaide a shower or two and 15, similar in Melbourne 13, Hobart showers and 12, Canberra partly cloudy 11, mostly sunny for Wollongong 18, Sydney more sunshine at 19, Newcastle sunny again 19, Brisbane areas of morning frost then a sunny day and 24, Cairns partly cloudy 26 and Darwin sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet and this is SBS News.